Chapter 37.
Do you know where we are now?
Marielle and Rawnblade shook their heads. They were completely lost on their guided tour of the tunnels of Terramort. Joseph pointed ahead.
Go up there. Careful now, because it's the end of this particular tunnel. You'll see a couple of gorse bushes. Just part them. Tell me what you see.
As they carried out his instructions, Marielle drew in a sharp breath.
It's Fort Bladegirt, right across on the next hill.
Joseph nodded.
I can take you to another branch of this same tunnel. It brings you out on the other side of the fort, or yet another which will bring you out at the back of Bladegirt. Well, does it give you any ideas?
A three-pronged invasion.
You took the words out of my mouth, Lord Rawnblade. Anything else you'd like to see?
Yes, Father. I'd like to see these other two exits. I'm beginning to get a few ideas myself.
I thought you would. Come on, then. Follow me.
Down below in the main cave, Dandin, Duri and Tarquin were making friends with the freed slaves of the Trag Society. A young shrew and some of his companions sat questioning them.
Where do you come from?
Redwall Abbey in Mossflower Country.
The youngster gazed at them with shining eyes.
Redwall Abbey, Mossflower Country. Does it look as nice as it sounds?
Tarquin strummed his herdalina.
You can bet your fluffy bedsocks it does, young thingamy. Here, Dandin, give me a trill on your whistle while I tune me jolly instrument up and I'll tell them all about it.
Dandin tootled away on his ancestor's flute until between them he and the hare had a rollicking air going. The Trag members tapped their paws on the rocks to the infectious music as Tarquin sang.
On the old round path from north to south is a place you'd love to stay in. Come one, come all to old Redwall and hear what I am saying. There's an orchard there that's fat and fair with apple, berry, plum and pear. There's a pond with fish and all you wish to grace a supper table dish. There's a nice old bed to rest your head or sleep beneath the trees instead. If you meet the abbot, then be sure to shake him by the paw. On the old round path from north to south, it's peaceable and freeware. Our abbey stands amid woodlands, I'm sure you'd love to be there.
There was loud cheering, and Tarquin was requested to sing the ditty twice more. Duri leaped up and danced with the vole and the dormouse. Afterward, they sat about talking. Redwall was the chief topic of discussion among the freed slaves, most of whom had never known or could not remember a place they called home.
Do you have lots of nice things to eat at Redwall?
Why, Spikes, you do. Summer cream, woodland puddings, deeper and ever pies, strawberry flans, blueberry scones, raspberry muffins, cheeses you couldn't count, and cordials, teas, wines and October ale that me and my old uncle Gabe makes in our cellars.
And every creature is free there, Mr. Woodsorrel?
Free as the air, young fella. Peaceful as the flowers that grow and happy to wake up among friends each dawn, what?
Will you take us there, Dandin? Or please say you will.
Dandin held up his paws.
Of course. You have my promise on it. The Mother Mellis will probably grab you all and bathe the lot of you on sight.
A small hedgehog sat enraptured with every word he had heard.
Mother? You mean they have a mother there? I can't remember having a mother. Do you think she'll be my mother too?
What's your name, young'un?
Barty. That's my sister, Dorcas. She's younger than me, I think.